A bit lost for words at the moment, really. We great first half, thought we bowled really well, fielded really well, thought, yeah, well under par. I think we knew it was always not going to be a straightforward chase because the wicket was as it was. It wasn't a great wicket, to be fair. But we should be chasing that total down, and chasing that total down comfortably. We just lost our way again in the middle overs. It's happened before, happened a bit last year. We didn't have any answers, unfortunately, to what they threw at us. Just lost our way, lost wickets, poor options. Nobody really grabbed it by the horns, and took the responsibility to try and win us a game of cricket. So really frustrating. I mean, a game we should win 99 times out of 100. It wasn't to be. So we got to learn from that pretty quickly, because we can't rely on numbers 1, 2, and 3 winners games every week. We're going to need it from top to bottom to get us home and run chases like that. And we fell well short today.
Yeah, is it the downside? You have so many good, talented players that could be match winner on a day. Is that almost in a way a problem, because it takes pressure off the guys you've got, because they know there are other people willing, if they fail, someone else will step in and do it for them? Does that?
It can happen, that, but it's something we certainly spoke about at the start of the year with a pretty lengthy batting lineup. Something we talked about. I don't think it necessarily is that. I think we just sometimes find it hard to adapt to conditions that don't necessarily suit our A games. We've got very good ball strikers in the team, dynamic players. Obviously, all batters like the ball coming onto them with pace to work with. That wasn't the wicket. And we've struggled to deal with it. You know, we went through this in Antigua a lot, and wickets are very similar to that. And we found it hard, and something we'd tried to address. But we haven't learned our lessons, and we haven't managed to find a formula that, you know, when it's a bit of a sticky one and it's not that easy for boundaries to come by, can we find another way of getting over the line? And, we've... It doesn't take rocket science to work out where we fell short today. It's trying to find a way in the middle overs to keep the pressure on, keep the momentum going without losing clusters of wickets like we do. So, we've got a talented team, but you've got to do it when you walk across the white line. There's no other answer to that. Players have got to reflect on this pretty quickly, because we're going again Thursday, and we don't know what we're going to come across at Richmond. That might be a similar wicket there, you never know.